Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, Pop, can I ask you a question? How come you ain't never liked me?
Like you? What law is there say I got to like you?
None.
All right, then. Don't you eat every day? Answer me when I talk to you. Don't you eat every day?
Yeah.
As long as you're in my house, you put a sir on the end of it when you talk to me.
Yes, sir.
You eat every day.
Yes, sir.
Got a roof over your head.
Yes, sir.
Got clothes on your back.
Yes, sir.
Why you think that is?
Because of you.
Hell, I know it's because of me. But why do you think that is?
Because you like me?
Like you. I go out of here every morning. I bust my butt because I like you.
Denzel Washington. The movie Fences, this is the amazing play that August Wilson, the very, very prolific and famous playwright, wrote many years ago about growing up in the Pittsburgh area. But it's a story that truly is relatable. Although this is about an African-American family, this story, I think, is so relatable on so many levels. You can hear that he has a very tough love. Father to his young son, played in this movie by newcomer Jovan Adepo, but he is joined in this film by stage and film veteran Stephen McKinley Henderson and Russell Hornsby, Michael T. Williamson, who played Bubba in Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump's friend Bubba, who could, you know, name every way that shrimp can be made. Those are some of the supporting characters, but most notably joining Denzel Washington in this movie is the great Viola Davis, who, if she doesn't win an Academy Award for her performance in this film, I'd be shocked. She is amazing as his loving and tolerant and patient wife, who puts up with a pretty ornery, and at times really irascible, hateful person. This originally started on stage in the Pittsburgh area. That's where the movie was filmed. It was staged in the 1980s with James Earl Jones in the main role. Denzel Washington and company brought this whole thing back onto Broadway a couple of years ago, for which he won a Tony Award. Viola Davis won a Tony Award. And now it'll be on big screen on Christmas Day in Chicago. It's a very theatrical film, but it's very moving. It's and truly is the story. It could be any family growing up in the post-World War II era. August Wilson plays are very much like that, as I discussed with Denzel himself, the two-time Oscar winner, just yesterday.
One of the Q&As we did, or one of the things we did, the guy said, I forgot what he said. I didn't know August Wilson was Japanese, or I didn't know August Wilson was Polish. I forgot what the guy said. That's it.
That's the genius of it.
That's the genius of it.
That's the genius. It crosses no matter what. But the A&P store that I worked in was in Hyde Park, which is a racially mixed area. So I met and knew every single person in this movie. I knew everybody aside from the cross-cultural thing. Mm. That's really the genius of August Wilson, isn't it?
I think so.
And the poetic words that he wrote that turns out to be so relatable to everybody.
Everybody. People ask me, you know, what do you want people to get from this? I said, it depends upon what they bring to it. You know, I've seen some very interesting reactions because, like I said, some of the sun. We've all been there. My father couldn't read that well. He told me he could get me a job at the water department. In 30 years, I could be a supervisor. I remember he and my mother bumping heads over the wattage of the light bulbs. He's trying to save money, and he doesn't understand. She's like, no, these kids got to read. So it's, you know.
It's a very relatable time. That generation, I think, also very, very, very relatable times. Mm-hmm. The Depression era.
Right.
Parents, and they all came from a similar place. How difficult was it for you to translate this? Because August Wilson's words are poetic. Mm. To translate that into something that's more conversational, that's a little more movie-friendly than theater-friendly.
I didn't, and I don't mind, I didn't worry as much about that. I said, we used a cut of the play, screenplay, kind of based on what we did in New York in 2010. So we it was basically the same words, which is a slightly different cut up from his original play. I began to think about where else could scenes take place. I didn't want to just say, oh, let's just open it up, you know. But we can go to the sanitation yard where he works. We can see some garbage. We'll work our way to the backyard. You know, the trickiest transition. But now we also have the luxury of it's just not scene and blackout. Now we could stay with the person. So when Troy gets upset about his brother and then he gets upset with his wife and goes out and knocks the stuff down, we stay with Viola, with Rose, and we get to feel what she feels alone. Now we get to see people, unlike the play, how they feel and how they feel when they don't know they're being watched, because she's sitting there feeling how she feels and her boy is watching her.
Yeah, it's powerful.
It is.
That's really super powerful. Yeah. How do you think this year has fared with the Oscar diversity issue? Have we done better this year?
If it ain't on the page, it ain't on the stage. I applaud Barry Jenkins,
yeah.
Because he went and got his story told. You have to fight. Even in the position I'm in at this point in my career, I still have to fight. Not because of racism, because this is a business. I loan you $25 million. I want my money back.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about, oh, great, well, we had a, you know, it's good for the culture. Yeah, but I'm broke now.
Yeah.
And now here you come 2 years later. Hey, can you give me another 25? It's good for the people. Well, then go get the money from the people.
Right.
It, not being harsh, but that is the reality. This young kid is a prime example. You know, you got to go fight for it. You got to go get it. Yet, like Troy, maybe he just was too old. It is easier, not easier, but it is true that he didn't get the chance. It was true that maybe the white guys didn't give him a shot. But it's also maybe true that he was too old. But then he also just hates everybody. Jackie Robinson ain't nobody. You know, I would love to see Troy now, 2016. President Obama, oh, Obama ain't nobody. That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to do all, you know.
Yeah.
But going back to the poem, what does happen to a dream deferred? You know, when you're up against that ceiling. As it relates to diversity, I hope we find our ways into the black towers or whatever you call them. You know, the run. I don't think there's been an African American that ran a studio yet. I don't believe.
I don't think so. Nope.
There's more opportunity, more channels, more. So there's more opportunity than it was when I started. We have to keep pressing, you know, but you have to deliver. Evidently, this young man delivered, and he's being rewarded for it. So just to say diversity and just to say, oh, this is a reaction to what happened last year, I think is a disservice to this young kid and a disservice to what we were doing.
Yeah.
Because we were actually working on this for the last 6 years.
Right.
It's not suddenly, oh, we're here because of something that happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
We were already going to be here before what happened last year. At the same time, it's not bad that it happened this year. We're here at the right time.
Yeah. You know, a Christmas release, people are going to go, you know, being seen this. What's Christmas like for you? Nice big family.
Yeah,
you must
it's
have
great.
Some really nice. And, you know, Christmas is around traditions of food generally.
Mm.
And I'm wondering, are you a cook at all? Do you have a specialty at Christmas time that you like to whip up?
Yes, it starts with an E and ends with a G. It's called eating. That's my specialty, and I'm good at it.
You're good at it.
Oh, I'm a professional. I've been practicing a long time.
Get a cooking show for something like that.
I don't, you know, I know my place.
There's Denzel Washington. We're going to feature the interview tomorrow morning on the WGN-TV Morning News, and they are talking to him tonight on 60 Minutes as well. Heard it here first there, Denzel Washington this morning. The Barry Jenkins, by the way, that he was talking about in that interview is the director of the movie Moonlight, this little independent film that is getting all the Oscar buzz right now, winning all kinds of awards. And it is an amazing, amazing film. But that's what he's talking about, this young director with, you know, very little money to spend on the film, getting all this attention and having to fight to get his place at the Oscar table. I referred to A&P at the beginning of the interview because that's where Denzel Washington's son works after school at the A&P, and I'd mentioned to Denzel that I had also worked at the A&P, got a big kick out of that.